Oh, yes. Hi. So God did not let me sleep any night this week because he needed me every single night with him. I will cry up here. I started writing this sermon at 1 a.m. I stopped at 1:40, but it's 4 pages. So that's about 20 minutes, but there's no promises because I have a million things to say. So I'm just going to start reading it, but if it's interrupted, you know why. So, hi everyone. I'd like to tell you about the freedom that fasting brings. Some of you might not know me. Hi, I'm Gabby, the woman who had that baby 2 weeks ago, which might remind you that I'm having the sleepless nights, and you'd be correct, but not for that reason. And so for years, my husband Chris and I wanted to attend a Concordia home group, but we couldn't. So when, you know, classes and children and everything. So when my dad, the pastor Milo, started one on Friday night, which when he did was our only free night, I quickly responded by forcing my husband to go. He was hesitant. You're 8 months pregnant. We have 2 young children. I have assignments, classes. How could I go? I said, I assured him, even if I'd need him, he needed to go. So he was obedient to me, as I was to God, and he went. Don't worry, he wasn't too obedient. He didn't actually read the book. But he was obedient because he fasted. He fasted for our baby and other things, but he fasted for me. And God's always busy doing wonderful things in my life. So alongside this, I also have a friend with whom I pray with, my friend Rochelle, and we teach each other, pray each other, and in different life seasons. So I pray for my family a lot, and she prays wherever the Spirit leads her. And as often as she can, she loves to pray in tongues and for me. And after Chris fasted, she started praying very specifically, and she prays daily for me. So now it got the Spirit really responding fast. I fell very badly sick this week, so badly I couldn't get off the couch. I was very run down. She was praying for me from her house. But that morning, I was so sick, I prayed. I said, God, just get a nurse to come here and take care of me. She doesn't have a car, doesn't have a license. My sister said, hi, Rochelle, what are you doing today? Want me to pick you up and take you to Gubby's house? So my sister came over, Rochelle came over, Nika made me garlic tea. Rochelle prayed for me. So God brought me 2 nurses, Nika and Rochelle. They blessed me tremendously. So I'm saying the things I've written before I'm reading them because I must know it off by heart. So Nika also took care of my kids, managed my home. Rochelle just sat and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and she lay hands on me and she just unleashed the Spirit in my home and in me. And the moment she did, the Spirit acted so hard and fast. We had an amazing shared experience. Anyway, so she left. I got sicker all week. I wondered what was going on. I continued on being sick in my full life with, you know, a road trip, a newborn photo shoot, visiting friends in Argyle. I went to Bunbury. We had lots of visitors, spent time with neighbours. We went on play dates. We had a birthday party for my daughter. We had friends that I went to the airport to pick up. So, but this is just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So by Friday, I was in dire straits and on my spiritual knees begging my God to intervene and heal me. Why was I still sick? Rochelle prayed for me. I shouldn't have sickness in my body anymore. So I was picking up friends from the airport, getting lost around Perth, driving around, trying to find a hospital, which my GPS lost me for hours with my best friend from Melbourne in the car with her baby, arriving at a hospital to have my baby, and I checked, looked at, finally getting my airport pickups, Marianne and Jackson, my dear visitors from Melbourne, who are now resting at home. Don't worry, they know my testimony. So I was still sick, still living a very full life, when bam, Friday, God finished something. I was up all night again, receiving revelation after revelation after revelation after revelation after revelation. I have to make sure I read all of them. After revelation, after revelation, after revelation, after revelation, after revelation. And he completely healed me, completely healed me. Not that little illness that I asked my friend to come over and heal. He healed my whole life. He healed everything. But not from the flu, the mastitis. He healed me from something I've been sick from all my life, and something specifically that I've been sick for 3 years. My mum, Annabella Bia, the person you all love, she died 3 years ago, and I've missed her every single day. I've cried, and I've been sad, but I've been happy, but I've been grieving her. I've been sad. Even in all my joy and in my wonderful life, I had sadness when I remembered her, which is good, and it's right. But Friday, God said, you have grieved her well, and you have grieved her wholly and beautifully, and tonight I lift that grief because you don't need to anymore. He lifted all my grief, wholly and completely. He opened my blind eyes. He unburdened my heavy heart. He did so much. The grief had woven into my identity for 3 years, and it wasn't a burden. It was just normal. But when I fell pregnant, I wondered, how can I continue to miss my mum every day and celebrate my new child every day? Friday, he answered this question and any and all that I had. All my questions have been answered. I can now miss my mum as much as I like, as much as I want, as much as I can, and think about her as often as I want without any grief. I can love her without grieving her. I have enjoyed grieving her. It has been wonderful to honour her life. But I wanted to be a mother to my 3 children, these ones just here, fully and wholly. So God restored me, made me whole again, so I can be full and whole to celebrate my child, enjoy my family, love my life, miss my mum, and not have grief. Oh, I can have joy, sadness, heartbreak, happiness, whatever emotion, nice and fully. I can now be abundantly sad, thank you, and abundantly happy. I haven't slept much at all since Friday night, or actually last week Friday. I'm not tired at all, because I have been praising God. I have been praying and praising and praising and praising and praising and praising. He has been awake with me every night, but all Friday night, well, all my life, but all Friday night I just spent hanging out with God, and Saturday night, so I can rejoice and glorify him. I haven't been tired. I have been way too abundantly happy. My husband can verify my overflowing joy and cheer that's been freaking him out. He's been shocked. He's not understood what's going on. God didn't keep him entirely in the loop. He's just there supporting, holding our newborn, taking care of our children, freaking out at my joy. He's starting to get used to it, and he'll have to, because, praise God, I am healed and I have freedom, freedom to be whole. So when I thought it was finally time to sleep, after pretty well no sleep for all the week, I lay down. My husband woke me up because our newborn was crying. I thought it was my husband that woke me up. Then I realized, no, God did. How did I not recognize him when he'd kept me awake every other night? So I woke. I wrote this testimony down. And once again, I wrote, how did I not recognize God? Anytime I'm woken from slumber, especially at night, it's him. Anytime you wake at night, the correct response is, yes, God. I spent this week's nights with him because my days are all too full. The nights are still. The nights are my rest. So this was where he met me. So this week, instead of spending them asleep, I spent them awake, being still with God. I don't think I've had a solid 2 hours sleep all week because God needed my attention. And I'm so glad he did. So I spent them awake with God. So if you can't fast from food, like me, for being pregnant and breastfeeding, you don't actually miss out. I fasted my sleep this week. And I haven't been hungry, probably physically, for 3 years. My gut has had so many problems. I'm now completely healed. God did no small healing for me. He healed my mind, soul, body, not only from this week's illnesses, my whole life's. I am properly hungry, physically, spiritually, for the first time in 3 years. So watch out, I may now finally get too excited and get too fat, and everything is different because I'm now a new person. And God brought my Melbourne family, Marianne and her son Jackson, to Perth, just here for 2 days to see this, to witness this, to be here as my witnesses for my change, to witness my healing, even if they thought they were coming here to meet my beautiful new baby, Ava Sophia. So thank you for listening, and praise God. Amen or amen, I wrote. And I have to finish because I need to go feed my newborn, but I could talk forever, for 10,000 years, about the amazing things he's done for me, now and just always. And I begged my dad for this honour and privilege to stand here and share that with you, because I knew there was people I could share it with. There's you. That's it. I told my dad he didn't need to preach this morning because God already organised someone.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I thought I turned it off.
Yeah, good. So feel free to ask a million questions after the service. Okay, and you can probably have this. Yeah, okay. Thank you. All right, now can I ask another important woman in my life to read the scripture readings for us? Thank you.